What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Even in making an announcement that is really something that is expected, that we thought was coming, that seems like the right way to do it. No, no, no. The Bears still found a way to say we're going to bear our way through this. So today it was announced that Justin Fields will make his first NFL start at quarterback as Andy Dalton will be out with a left knee injury. Nagy talked about Fields' start. It's a great opportunity to see what he can do. Nick Foles is going to be the backup. Justin Fields talked about how he's preparing for a long time, an exciting moment for him. Okay, everything is great. Okay, so now we got now all this crazy-ass stuff about Andy Dalton staying the quarterback. It's all going to be gone, right? Because you drafted Justin Fields to play him as soon as you could. Now this is where the door is open. Andy Dalton is hurt. He can come in. Justin Fields has a big game. Maybe throws three touchdowns, runs for one, or he wins the game and your defense is playing well and you bring him along. Hey, this is it now, right? Hey, we're going to Justin Fields. Oh, no, 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 no. Just when you think the Bears are going to zig, they zag as Matt Nagy, who really wants to be fired at this point, reiterated Wednesday that once Andy Dalton is healthy enough, he will be the starting quarterback. He is week to week, battling through his injury, but when he is healthy enough to play, he gets the job back. Okay, first of all, we've hit this from like a thousand different angles. And the one from today is, why would you say something that stupid? that if Justin Fields goes for five touchdowns and shows that, look, he threw for 275 yards, he ran for 55 and two touchdowns, why would you possibly say that? So you have to look ridiculous when you have to walk it back. Because either you're going to look bad when you walk it back, or you look even worse by saying, hey, Justin, that was a great 3 weeks, man. 15 touchdowns, that was awesome. Hey, but Andy's going to be the quarterback now. So forget about the ridiculousness and the stupid situation you put yourself in by saying that. The fact, the loyalty that for some reason Nagy has to Andy Dalton, like Andy Dalton is Tom Brady. Like the way the Bears look at Andy Dalton, it's like he's walking around the facilities like he is one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game. Like he's Joe Montana mid-1980. Oh, look at this. We got Montana walking around here. Really, when I see this, Mike, I'm not lying to you. I almost feel like this is the equivalent of if they benched Andy Dalton, the next day you would see a story, Dalton to sue Bears. Like he would have the right to sue them if they benched him and didn't play him. Like that's kind of what, like that's how afraid I think they are of making the opening the door that this could be a full-time thing, right? Instead, you just say, hey, Andy will come back when he's back. He's week to week. You know, we don't know when he's coming back. We drafted Justin. We're excited about him. No. Andy is the guy. Why? Why must you go over the top to say Andy Dalton is the guy? It's either you think he's going to sue you and you think he might win, right? Because maybe somehow that's in the paperwork somewhere. We promised him, he wrote down, he said, I have options. I can play anywhere, but I'll play here. But you got to promise me I'm the starter as long as I'm healthy. And you put it in writing. Because if not, I'm going to sue you. Like, I'm either expecting that or Matt Nagy thinks Andy Dalton will come to his office and beat him up if that happens. Like, I don't want to fight with a bully. He's going to show up in my office. We're going to fight. He's younger than me. He's stronger. Those are the only two things that make sense at this point. Because the Bears, it's like they've decided, no. We have the instance and availability and possibility of turning things over to the guy we wanted to turn him over when we made him the 10th overall pick in the NFL draft. But no. We're going to show you Bears going to Bear, just like Jets going to Jet and Lions going to Lion, Mets going to Met, right? Well, we're going to show you, hey, we're still going to be embarrassing as hell and throw out there that, yes, Andy Dalton is the guy when he's healthy again. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how Bears fans right now sit back and go, I'm just waiting for the season to end. And I'm waiting for a new head coach, and I'm waiting for some kind of direction on the team. Because that's one thing. Agree or disagree with Dalton or Fields, you're not getting any. I don't know what the Bears' plan is. I mean, really, what is it? Is it Andy Dalton? Is it Justin Fields? Is it? I don't understand, Mike. I don't get it. I don't get your team.
Well, here, look, my diatribes on Matt Nagy are well noted. You can find them all through the archives here on Fox Sports Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you get the show when you're not listening to us live. And we thank you for doing that wherever you are across this great globe. We keep expanding notes today about expansion. Hi, Tulsa. We'll talk about you specifically soon. And then we've got some other big news coming up. I just love it. You know, rapid, aggressive expansion, like Heath Ledger said in The Dark Knight. But when we look at Matt Nagy, it's been a comedy of errors, and it's like the man never took a media training class. I got to imagine someone in that building helps to handle public relations, and I've got friends that work in PR, and I'll run this past them just to see, you know, how blunt they want to be about how he can handle this. Because here's how I look at it, right? Andy Dalton, if you watched either of those two games, and obviously he gets hurt game two against Cincinnati, and Fields has a couple of moments. He also has a couple of, he didn't see the defensive lineman at 6'5 drop in front of his wide receiver. Like, there's those moments where you're like, okay, still a lot to learn. So if you're going to the microphone and you're going to talk about this situation and say, like me, you like a lot of what you saw with the offense moving the ball with Andy Dalton, that you're good, okay? That's fine. You blame him for Mooney running the wrong route. Why? Because he can wear it and the second-year receiver won't. Whatever the case may be, going back to that opener. But when you get to this situation and Fields is thrust in, and if you think Andy Dalton is still your guy because maybe there's the outside shot that you get back to the playoffs for the third time in 4 years, if Dalton is there, right, steady ship, the defense shows up with an effort like they had for a lot of the game against the Bengals. Anybody that watched it, there were plenty of opportunities to throw things at the television going, are these guys professional football players on the back end running into each other like it was a Benny Hill skit? But you have the idea of going to the podium and just saying, look, Justin now has the opportunity to show he is the player we think he is. right? He's got this opportunity while Andy's on the mend, and then we can reevaluate. And then that's fair, right? I mean, that's a fair assessment. You see, and if there's obvious deficiencies that he's not ready to play, which I don't know that you're going to see that, but just say there are, then you open the door and leave the door open. But you're not saying, all right, no matter what you do, Andy's coming back when he's the starter. That's just foolhardy, right? Because he is inevitable. It's Thanos. He is inevitably going to be your quarterback. That's why you drafted him. That's why everybody's been oohing and aahing. And even when the season started, everybody was so mad because, well, they were mad because they couldn't say they were right that he was going to start week one. So everybody that felt differently had to be an idiot. Hello, America. So you look at the situation as it stands. Now, this press conference today, I'll give him credit. He at least didn't send back a press, a PR guy to give the statement after he'd left the dais.
No, right? That's true.
Right, earlier in the week, it's like, hey, oh, by the way, yes, Andy would be our starter if healthy. But Nagy had already left the building like he was Elvis after a concert, right? They'd always announce, Elvis has left the building. In other words, there's no encore. Go the hell home. Today, at least Nagy stood up and said something dumb as opposed to passing a note. So I'll give him credit for that. Slight improvement. But still, you have the opportunity to just say, look, Justin can show us in these next couple games he's ready to be our quarterback, and we need to make sure he's ready. And give your rah-rah speech like so many movies and TV shows before that and move on. And then if he fails and the next 2-3 games, whatever it is, are an abject failure and disaster and he gets stomped because the line's no good and Myles Garrett's living in his backfield and carrying him around the field, then yeah, then maybe we revisit it. But the way he phrased things here, he earned himself no favors, and really all it was a gift to the Chicago media and to us for another 24 to 48 hours.
I'm telling you, I really don't get Matt Nagy and this overall reliance on Andy Dalton. I mean, we're going to find out something absolutely insane, why Andy Dalton has to be the guy, and it's not going to make sense. It will happen in the offseason when Matt Nagy is gone, when Urban Meyer leaves the Jaguars to go coach the Bears. I mean, whenever that is, that's when we're going to get the story.
Know.
Boy. Sorry, buddy. Did I throw that in there? Did you like that?
Really? You want to bring that story there? Look, in the end, you promised the dude, right? Oh, you promised God. The guy you that he was going to be your quarterback. And then all of a sudden, there's Justin Fields that pops in, and he's there for you to take. The situation changed. We live in a different world than we did 30 seconds ago.
Oh, that is just sometimes the Bears are their own comedic segment and foil. They really are. Mm-hmm.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, we get to play a little bit of I Told You So with the 76ers, right? Big NBA story yesterday. Ben Simmons wants out of Philadelphia, right? He's done. He never wants to play for the team again. He's not going to put on another NBA uniform until the Sixers trade him to a new destination. And what did I tell you was the deal, right? Because Doc Rivers, right after they got eliminated, let's grab the sound, Alex Teicher, from last night, is right after they got eliminated from the playoffs, Doc Rivers was asked about Ben Simmons being a championship point guard for the team, and Doc Rivers answered by saying, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if I can answer that question. And that was what started everything, right? It started everything. We're at where we are right now because Doc Rivers says, I can't put any confidence in my point guard on a really bad series because Doc doesn't like to take responsibility for anything, right? This is what started everything going the way it was. Because if he doesn't say that, maybe they can salvage the relationship. Ben Simmons works on things in the offseason and we're not here. But that was the thing that started everything down the road to where we are now. Ben Simmons, I have no confidence. I don't want to play here anymore. My head coach doesn't like me. I don't know that Joel Embiid likes me. This was the statement that started it all.
Doc, do you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer, right? You're asked, hey, can Ben Simmons still be your guy? And he says, I don't know the answer, right? Whoa, okay. Okay, so this is Doc Rivers throwing Ben Simmons under the bus. And we said this last night, and obviously the 76ers listened to our show. We're on in Philadelphia. Because I told you this was all on Doc. What happened today? Doc Rivers does the media tour early in the day saying how much, hey, we really want to get Ben Simmons back. He goes on ESPN and he says, we really want Ben back. I love Ben Simmons. If there's any way to get him back, we want to have him back. Doc is out doing it because it was his bleeping fault. And then he gets asked by Stephen A. Smith, hey, what about your comments about that you don't know if Ben Simmons can be your point guard? And here's Doc Rivers' answer saying, oh, wait a minute. I think people just took what I said and blew it out of proportion.
The question was asked about Ben. It was the first question after we just lost a game 7. My answer was, I'm not answering any of that stuff right now, guys. I don't even know how to answer that. That had nothing to do with about Ben. I was basically saying, I'm not answering that crap, those questions.
Not really. Uh-huh. Let's hear it again. Let's hear what he said the first time again, Alex Teicher.
The question was asked about
Ben. No. I know what he said. Let's hear that first one again.
Doc, do you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer. All you have to do is say, Ben's our guy. We love Ben. We play. It's not your first press conference, Doc Rivers. This is not the first time you've been in front of a media after you've lost a game where you have to answer questions. This is such
between him and Nagy, man.
History.
It's time.
Oh man.
Between him and Nagy, it's time for us to upgrade our jobs. We'll do our work here on Fox Sports Radio, but independent consultants for you to go into press conferences and not sound like an idiot. Good God. How do you try to – you can't walk that back. That was so specific. There was no ambiguity to that about the team or anything else of, you know, how disappointed are you? Can this team win? And even then, you wouldn't say that. But he asked specifically about Ben Simmons.
Boy, it's like Doc Rivers saying, listen, I'm going to shovel a whole load of crap here, and I want you to just take it. Well, I don't really want it. No, I want you to back your truck up, and I'm going to shovel all this crap into the back of it. But I got groceries in the back, Doc, and I got my daughter's soccer equipment, and I got stuff. No, I'm going to shovel all this crap in the back, and you're going to take it. Okay, that's what Doc Rivers wanted us to do today. Right? This is what he wants to say. No, that's not what I meant. After having 4 or 5 months and listening to the soundbite over and over again, how do I try to plausibly deny that I didn't just throw Ben Simmons under the bus and say, I don't know if he can be our guy? Just stop. I mean, this is like a high school thing.
But you had 4 months? Three months.
But Mike, this is like a high school thing. This is like a high school excuse. Oh, when it sounds good and you tell your parents go, come on, really? You think I was born last night? I mean, come on. Right. Like my uncle, like his big line was always, I was born at night, but not last night. Like that's the bit. Like you think it's good in high
school.
It's a good one. You know what I would say if I was Doc? I would have said, Doc, you know what? I didn't know the answer to that because, you know, we had lost. It was emotional. There was a lot of different things, but I know I love Ben as a player. We've had a chance to talk about things, and I want him back on this team. That's where you go. Just be straight with guys. You know, because if I'm Ben Simmons, I see that today and I go, I'm digging in even further. And if I'm on the Sixers, I look and I go, Doc is never going to be straight with me. And if I'm a free agent, I go, if I go play for the Sixers, am I going to get blamed for stuff? Yeah, I am. Because Doc doesn't want to take responsibility. So not only did Doc Rivers blow it the first time when he should have protected Ben Simmons following that loss. You can say behind closed doors, Ben, you disappointed us. You stink. We're going to trade your ass out of here. You do whatever you want behind closed doors. When you're a head coach, protect your players. Protect your investment. Because now that Ben Simmons wants out, you're not going to get the package back in return because everybody knows, every other team in the NBA knows, Ben wants out. He's not going to play for you. So now I'm going to lowball you, and you're going to have to trade him out. So Doc blew that. And now he blows the apology by saying, I didn't want to answer the questions there. That is such a load of crap. But we told you last night, this was on Doc, right? And I got people, no, it's not on Doc. It's on this. It's on that. Oh, my God. My social media was, it's not Doc's fault. It's this. There's no coincidence that he was the guy out there today doing this. Wasn't Joel Embiid. Wasn't anybody else. Wasn't Sam Hinkie going, hey, the process was all the way back and it was working. Hey, I'm a professor now. I'll tell you about the process with the 76ers. No. It wasn't Aaron Rodgers saying, trust the process anywhere. No. This was Doc Rivers very early in the, hey, I want to go on TV and talk about this because I want to make sure that I'm the one that's responsible and I got to go out there and make it look like I'm trying to fix it. Because you know the Sixers blame Doc Rivers for it because he was the guy out there today front and center trying to figure this out. There's no coincidence the day before he says he wants out, the next day is no, we want Ben back. And if you really wanted Ben back and it was working, you would have just called his agent. You would have called his agent. You would have said, listen, I don't know what's going on here. We want him back. If he doesn't want to come, can we figure this out? No. Doc, you got to go on TV and you got to fall on that sword and say, we want Ben Simmons back. You got to go out there and embarrass yourself just so people know and he knows and everybody has seen. There he is on national TV saying, we want Ben Simmons back. And as excited as I would be if I was Ben Simmons to see the beginning part of it, then I see that second part going, I just didn't want to answer the question. Click. Now I know you're never going to be straight with me. Now you're just a PR mouthpiece for the team, and you're doing this because, hey, we don't know how else to communicate with me. Now I'm done, and now I'm really never going back. I mean, this is who Doc Rivers is. This is what the Sixers did. We told you it was his fault last night, and then they tried to shovel this crap down your throat today to make you think that, oh, no, what you saw and what we saw a few months ago isn't really what happened.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to it, you've had 3 months now, right? Because that was June, wasn't it? Where that all went down, if I'm remembering my timeline correctly. And you've had 3 months behind the scenes, even if he's not picking up the phone, Rich Paul is. Rich Paul's running this league right now. So he's going to pick up the phone on behalf of his guy, and he'll tell you what's what. Either, you know, the door is open or they've put triple locks on it. Again, Southside Chicago thing. But you're looking at the opportunity here, what did you do? As soon as this became a story, you put him on with the guy who is the face of that network. Right, Stephen A. Smith, whatever he makes, that's what everybody's aspiring to. He's all over the place. He shows up on all the shows and got Max Kellerman, cut him out at the knees. He knew he had a soft landing place, though, is what he said in the aftermath. But what do? You put him on with him so he can ask the questions. Show the softer side of Stephen A. Doc, you seem like you're misunderstood here. Talk to me. What happened? It's like, no, you had 3 months to figure it out. Now you're begging on television to, you know, baby come back. Well, you know, you and I were joking on Twitter, the baby come back hotline.
Lost baby hotline
from The Simpsons.
Baby come back.
So that's really all Doc Rivers did today. Problem is, he had 3 months to figure this out before it became the national, because it's cutting through an NFL week where we can mock the Bears incessantly. We can mock Urban Meyer, but it's all about him now. How terrible do you have to manage something as an NBA squad before you get back into camps or whatever else that you're breaking up week three of the NFL news? Boy, that's where Doc Rivers is and how colossal this is.
This is a big hold my beer week where the Bears are saying, you think you're embarrassing, watch this. Urban Meyer's saying, no, hold my beer, watch this. And then suddenly Doc Rivers is going, no, don't hold my beer. Why? I got all of you. Watch what I say when I go on TV early in the morning. Oh, I can't wait to see who tries to top it tomorrow. I mean, what's it going to be tomorrow?
Hey, I don't know.
Is Urban Meyer going to bench Trevor Lawrence? Is that what's going to see it? Is that what we're going to get? I don't know. I can't.
Aaron Rodgers going to do a return bout with McAfee or something and talk about his hair some more or whatever the hell that's all about.
Oh, it's just.
How dumb are people that became a story? Like, Aaron Rodgers has long hair. He doesn't care because he wants to win a costume contest. Okay, there it is. I gave it 5 seconds on national airwave, and now I'm flipping my middle fingers in the air to that story. Okay, let's get back to Doc Rivers and the stupidity of this. You burned all the bridges. Now Joel Embiid's trying to figure out, all right, what are we doing here?
Ben Simmons can have long hair. It's okay. Ben, come back. You can have long hair, whatever hair you want. You can have whatever Kardashians you want to date. Just come back. I really do like you.
Are you being sincere?
Not at all. I'm not at all. I'm just doing this for the camera. Okay, the mic's not on, right? I'm good. Right, okay. Yeah, no, not at all. You know I really don't like you and I want you out, but you know I got to figure out a way to make this work. Okay. Oh, really? Oh, the microphone is on. Oh, man. I got to watch out for that. I gotta watch out for stuff like that.
The wall's heavier, Doc.
What the Sixers tried to shovel down our throats today was just insane. But I told you, this was Doc's fault.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple of quarterbacks making news for completely different reasons tonight. First off, we have this. Tua Tagovailoa is not going to play Sunday for the Miami Dolphins. He is going to miss the game against the Raiders, which means the Raiders are going to be 3-0. And he's missing because he's got a fractured rib. He missed a lot of the Bills game. He went out on the second series, a game the Bills dominated pillar to post and won 35-0. And it's not because he's hurt. It's kind of a culmination of everything with him. But all that's left for him now is how it ends in Miami. Right? That's all that's left for Tua Tagovailoa is how this ends for him in Miami. Because we've gone to great lengths to document how much there is division within the Dolphins that Tua is not their guy. Right? Everything they've done over the offseason has gone to show you that while they kind of believe in Tua, they're really ready to move on. The flirtation with Deshaun Watson, the lack of a public avowment that Tua's our guy. It had to be Brian Flores behind closed doors. Hey, just so you guys know, Tua's our guy. So, Coach, we're ready. We're excited about him. Oh, no, I'm not going to say this publicly. I'm going to say it to you, and then you can leak it if you want to. So it seems like I'm publicly getting behind him. All right, Coach, I got you. We're ready for Brissett by week 3 or week 4. You can just tell. They're not behind him. The fact he got benched so many times in the first year for Ryan Fitzpatrick, the team responded more to Ryan Fitzpatrick. All right, I get you're trying to win games, but you just drafted a guy to be your franchise quarterback. You're not going to let him play through his mistakes. It's not going to, from the beginning, this was weird. This is not how any team before has treated a potentially franchise changing quarterback that you took high in the first round. Even Josh Rosen was given his chance to win things over and win the Cardinals over in his first year, couldn't do it, so they moved on to Kyler Murray, and now Josh Rosen's trying to just stay in the league. It was awkward from the beginning with Tua, but now it's past its salvation point. He won week one, but all anybody wanted to talk about was his bad interception. Oh, Tua threw that. Oh, my God. It's like part of the Dolphins are working against him being good. Like, they want him to stink so they can make it plausible that they want to move on from him so fast. It's like they're desiring him to fail so you can justify moving on, right? And now, watch and see what happens. If the team responds to Jacoby Brissett, whoa, watch out now. Why are they responding to him and not responding to Tua? I can see them making a big move trade-wise for a quarterback if they stay in it. Like, if they start winning some games and squeaking by, maybe Drew Locke shakes free for the rest of this year because he's not winning the job from Teddy Bridgewater. I can see them doing a lot of these things, or simply sitting Tua out for a while if Brissett plays well. We've seen him do that. We've seen him play well in spurts. Or if Miami just looks motivated with somebody else at quarterback, more motivated with somebody else than Tua, something is going on there, and he's just not their guy. And it's been that way, and it's been incredibly awkward, and this is why all that's left for Tua is the fall. Right, all that's a, what was it, Richard III? Oh, that when the fall is all that's left, it matters a great deal. How does he lose his job? Does he even play again for the Dolphins after this? We're going to keep him out. He's week to week with a fractured rib. Hang on a second. I think I remember Drew Brees trying to play with 11 fractured ribs. I think guys like Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger, and all, they would all put on flak jackets, whatever else they need to do to tape themselves up so they could play with fractured ribs. Guys don't miss games with fractured ribs. And now Tua's out, and he's going to sit out for a while, and he's kind of week to week, yet nothing smells right in Miami with Tua. So it's just a matter of how he leaves at this point. There's no way he can win everybody over, because he's not going to suddenly show up and throw for 350 and five touchdowns a week. It's just going to be about the fall. Is it now and he never gets his job back? Is it where he gets to come back and plays poorly again, gets hurt again, and somebody else takes over? It's just how it's going to happen, but I know the end result for Tua.
Yeah, I think when we go back to last year, you have the discussion between he and Ryan Fitzpatrick, and that Flores and company got caught in no man's land. They were winning games based on their defense, hanging around, and Fitzpatrick hadn't turned into a pumpkin, right? So you're caught between, normally when we draft a guy this early, and with Tua, it's coming back from the hip and all of those other things, the odd offseason, add it all up. But normally when you're drafting a quarterback that early, you're in a position where you're a terrible team. They weren't a terrible team. Even coming in, and, you know, it wasn't a surprise that they won some games, but then they kept winning. And now it's, well, Fitzpatrick hasn't thrown up on himself, so why don't we try to win this again? And so Tua got caught in the switches and caught in a really bad spot, and I think he wore more of it than he should have, that it should have been more on the coaching staff, but not necessarily as an indictment of Tua, but more the situation that developed as the season went on. Now, when you can go get Deshaun Watson, much like in every other city that was thinking they were in an Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, before all of the allegations came out on Deshaun Watson and he declared he wasn't going to play for the Texans again, well, then sure, you're an idiot if you're not listening. All right, what do we want to do? The fact that it kept becoming a story, I don't know how much was that from inside the building of Miami or people just wanting to make fetch happen. Sorry, I have to do it. And keep it alive, right? That the story just festered. But all things being equal, if Deshaun Watson's available to play and to your squad without these things like the sword of Damocles hanging over the top of him, well, yeah, you're listening. You want to know what the price of poker is. And right now, if you believe the reports, the Texans are still looking for a king's ransom, even though nobody knows whether Watson will be available 9 months from now to even step on a football field. So that still hangs out. But for Tua, to your point, but listen to the names that you rattled off of these guys would play. They were all Hall of Famers and arguably two, three of the best ever. And then Ben Roethlisberger, wherever you decide to rank him, because that's what we do. We rank stuff. But he's sure a Hall of Famer, right? We can say that. You could talk about what he is in 2021 and say,
yeah, no,
he's
a Hall of Famer.
But he's a Hall of Famer. But to say, well, these guys, and they're all Hall of Famers, would do this, and there's Tua. Okay, so he's not a Hall of Famer. But he may not just be a bum in that way either.
Derek Carr's not. I threw those guys out there. Derek Carr's trying to play with a flak jacket. Matt Ryan's trying to play with a flak jacket.
Sure.
Dak Prescott's trying to play with some kind of tape up or something.
Absolutely.
Everybody's trying to do it, but now suddenly
right,
this is
and
not
last
on the
year,
table.
Terod Taylor right wanted to play too, and Anthony Lynn wasn't going to play Justin Herbert until he actually had to.
Right, but why
so
is this not even on the table?
Punctured
right
lung.
Why is this not even on the table for Tua? Hey, he can try to play through this. When all other quarterbacks, there would be, say, hey, can we get our starting quarterback to play through this? That why is this not even addressed? Or even if it's not an option, hey, and we know he'd love to play. He's a tough kid, but, you know, there's none of that. There's none of that. It's just too awkward, and you can tell.
Well, it's another example. Another example of a team that needs someone with PR to go talk to your coach before he hits the microphone. To not necessarily, I mean, look, if they want this out here and they want this to be all speculative, then have at it. They certainly succeeded. But I'd like to think that they're smarter than that, than to open up the, hey, this guy's a bust and he's not our guy conversation willingly and openly. I think this is a PR fail of, all right, your messaging about what your guy is, rather than, you know, the condemnation of therein.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smiths with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's played his last game. If something else happens, maybe he's played his last game. I mean, it's that big a deal right now with him.
Glad you didn't buy any of those Tua jerseys, man.
No. You want to get one of those jerseys where you can, like, take the Velcro off the back and put a new one on. Hey, I'm going to take this off and put my own name on the back. That's what I want to do. So from Tua, not knowing when he's going to play again, to another quarterback who, well, didn't make great headlines this week, and now his entire team is being called out by a kid on social media.
I'm very, very excited about it.
Yes, Tim Tebow has decided.
I'm so excited.
This audio making the rounds today, John Boy Media, which has a lot of big-time footage that gets out for football and the NBA and everything else. This kid is getting pretty famous. He's a kid breaking down Zach Wilson's first interception from Sunday's game against the Patriots. Now, what he has is he's got a frozen screen of the Jets pass blocking, breaking down, and Wilson about to throw his pick on the first play of the game. And remember, this is a kid who is breaking down film of Zach Wilson's first interception. Take a listen.
New Jersey Transit is the absolute
worst. Oh, come on.
That's a mature 12-year-old right there.
It is.
And then I got on track H, and he said, no, this train's not wrong. The announcement was wrong.
Now, listen, you want to make sure track G and track H will get you to Citi Field. You want to make sure it's there. No, here's the kid. Here's the kid breaking down film of the first interception of four by Zach Wilson.
If there's one play that sums up the New York Jets, this one has to be it. This Patriots winning off the edge. This Jets lineman is probably holding. There's a Patriot charging up the middle at Zach with no blocking at all. This Jets dude is being pancaked on the ground. We have these two idiots staring at each other like, yo, what are we doing? I don't know. Let's just stand here. We have 78 touching his own lineman. On top of that, we have two receivers with zero separation, and the cherry on top has to be Zach Wilson throwing this pick. And Corey Davis has no hops.
And I'm going to end with Corey Davis has no hops.
And boom goes the dynamite.
These two idiots right here don't know what they're doing. See, I see that today, and I go, that was me. That was me. This is why I do what I do for because that was me when I was his age. I can't believe the Jets did. This guy sucks. He's not blocking anybody. This guy's let the rusher come free right down the middle. I don't know where the hell Ken O'Brien's throwing the football. And all despite that, the receiver should still catch it. And Corey Davis has two chances to catch the ball, and he doesn't do it. And he's got no hops. I mean, that's the Jets kid getting it done for you right there. That's breakdown you won't get anyplace else on television. You get a lot of stuff. There's the straight truth. And, you know, that's the crazy part about this show is that's kind of how we break stuff down. We kind of do it with that kind of way.
Well, we do it like 12-year-olds. That's damn right. We may use bigger words, but we cut to the chase.
These two idiots are looking at each other.
And this guy.
There you go. That kid right there, that's your next great sports talk superstar in about 10 or 12
oh,
years.
Yeah.
Got to get out of school.
He's got
go
a
to school.
Future. If we ran a contest of sorts, maybe he'd have a run.
Hey, maybe he's one of those kids that goes right from high school right to professional broadcasting. I mean, maybe. But don't we have to do 1 year in college? Right? Isn't the 1 year? You got to go to college for 1 year, then you can jump and get a job? Isn't that how it works?
No. If you haven't paid attention to the industry long enough.
Okay. I thought you had to do 1 year. I thought that was the way it went.
No.
Now. You go right. You go.
No,
you go
not
right
anymore.
To getting a job?
You jump straight in. Now with name, image, likeness, I mean, he could be 12. He could be signed up tomorrow.
Oh, that's true. You could sell that thing as an NFT now. Just think about that.
Well, or he, you know, starts his own podcast breaking down and mocking the Jets.
Sure.
There's plenty of folks that want to hear more hot takes and mockery of the Jets from a new source.
They'll never find that podcast because there's like 45 of them. You'll never be able to
just
find
45?
It. Just 45? Yeah, never
Keep
be going. Able to find it.
4,500
well,
more.
Well, no. There's 45 on the first page. Then I'm like, I'm not going to page 2 or page 3. No, you got to stay on page 1, and there's 45 of them on there. Can't do it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So today we found out some of the players who may wind up being elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There are a lot of nominees, and some of them out there are very familiar names: DeMarcus Ware, Robert Mathis, Devin Hester. But for the most part, it's a lot of Hall of Very Good. Who could potentially make it?
Who?
Oh, let's welcome in right now. Longtime NFL insider, the editor-in-chief at fansided.com, and currently, until they strip it away from his cold, dead hands, a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter in Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, buddy?
It's funny that when they decide they want to take a vote away from somebody, they basically say, this person has retired, and they just, like, retire them on their own. They did that in the past with a couple of guys. So,
wow.
It's not that they're going to just strip it from my cold, dead hands, which altogether could happen, okay? I mean, a Charles and Huston moment is sort of appropriate for me, especially the lunacy at the end. That'll happen.
they'll just call you in and say, yeah, you're done. No, I'm still working. No, I'm sorry.
No, they don't even say you're done. They say, you know, we've decided that you've retired. Huh? What?
We've had a good run.
We've decided.
Oh. You're going to have to pull the old the George Costanza. Dave Baker can't fire him if he can't find me. And you have to going to keep voting.
There's no question about that. I'll be hiding in the bus room in the in the Hall of Fame. I'll be behind John Madden, because John Madden is the only person with a head large enough to conceal mine.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Hey, have you seen the talking John Madden display? It's great. Watch, if you press a button, he goes, ho-ho, heck of a play. No, do it. Go ahead. It's going to work.
Yeah, cowboy bees. Where did Madden come up with cowboy bees? Where did that come from?
All right, so Hall of Fame-wise, right? I mean, who are you keeping out this year, right? I know you want to get all the Cowboys out. You want to get Staubach out.
Well,
you tried to get Pearson out. You couldn't. Who are you keeping out? You know, we got Anquan Boldin, DeMarcus Ware, Nick Mangold, Jake Long, Devin Hester. Who are you keeping out?
Well, I remember seeing Antonio Cromartie early in his career and thinking, that is just amazing Hall of Fame talent. And then he went to the Jets.
Sure. Boom. We've ended many careers.
My favorite commercial right now is Mangold for that, whatever, that seltzer thing, Bud Seltzer thing, where he doesn't even speak. Because it's like, we'll give you a little money, but you're a Jet. You don't even get a line. You don't get to speak, okay? Because you're a Jet. All right? That's how this works. Now, I'll keep out all of them.
It's a lot of Hall of Very Good. I mean, honestly, it's a lot of Hall of Very Good.
It is a lot of Hall of Very Good with guys who had glimpses of Hall of Fame. Like Fred Taylor, I don't know if Fred Taylor is a Hall of Famer. I saw moments where I was like, oh, my God, Fred Taylor is amazing. And then there's a lot of years where it's, you know. And the sum total is probably a Hall of Famer, but it's close. And, you know, like Fred Taylor has never been in the room for discussion. And I want to hear the discussion about Fred Taylor. And, you know, I did see all of his career, so I should know most of it. But I really want to hear what resonates. It's sort of like Sean Alexander, when we've discussed him. It's like, yeah, those numbers are really awesome. And, you know, yeah, there's an MVP season, the Super Bowl. But, man, I was just never that excited about Sean Alexander. And maybe that's just wrong and it's bias. And, you know, you need to take a step back and go, you know, forget your own personal attitude because you may not have seen him enough. But do the numbers stack up, right? And that's what I have to do with a guy like Fred Taylor. And, you know, there's some other, like Justin Smith, is just a if you're an aficionado of football, Justin Smith is as good a candidate as there is on this list. He's right there with the best guys on this list. You know, Vince Wilfork, Reggie Wayne, any of those guys. You can put him in that category. But people don't appreciate the kinds of things that Justin Smith did as a 3-4 defensive end. It's certainly, you know, Willie McGinnis gets a little bit of that too, because the times that he played in the 3-4, you know, he had to sacrifice a lot. Now, he's got championships that Justin Smith doesn't have, and he was never a Bengal. So, you know, that helps. You know, it's sort of the non-Bengal factor. It's, you know, Bengals and Jets have a hard time.
Okay. All right. I'm with you.
Well,
was he ever a Bengal?
Is always a big deal. Yeah.
Oh, he was a Bengal. I'm putting an X next to his name. I'm putting
he's
a
like
line
Willie Anderson. His name. Willie Anderson is right tackle. You know, Jeff Hobson is the voter from Cincinnati, and I love Jeff. Right? He's a good guy. He's very funny. You can make fun of him. He'll laugh at himself. But man, he has been begging. He's like, Willie Anderson should be right tackle, deserve respect. And I'm like, he's a Bengal. Just stop. You know, just stop.
Bengal. See, I just get sad looking at some of the names on the list, J. Cole, of, wow, those guys have already been out of the league 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Six years, or whatever it is.
It's like, wait a sec. I covered every one of these guys their entire career, and now they're out of the league?
Oh, or their boy. Kids are now top collegiate athletes ready to make some noise.
Yeah,
look, it's Frank Gore Jr. While Frank Gore may still go back to San Francisco. It's madness.
It'll be like Frank Gore is like him and LeBron James. You know, LeBron James wants to play with his son. Frank Gore will definitely do that. There's no question about it.
Because I guarantee you there's some people around that go, Anquan Boldin, he's not with the Ravens still? He's not still in the league. Anquan Boldin has been out of the league for 5. You're sure? I could swear I saw him for the 49ers last weekend. He's been out of the league? Okay. All right.
He's been out of the league, actually, I think 7 years. But that's neither here nor there. Steve Smith. Like Steve Smith. I loved covering Steve Smith, right? Mm-hmm. And he's been out of the league for 5 years. I'm like, where'd that time go? Man, that's amazing. All right. So aside from Ode to Be Young, what else are we talking about here?
Listen. We have decided we have a block of time to devote to the fact that while Justin Fields is going to start for the Bears on Sunday, once again, Matt Nagy wanted to leave no bones about it. When Andy Dalton is healthy, he is getting his job back, no matter what.
Because nothing screams starter like Andy Dalton and the Bears. Nothing.
Bengals, see? It all comes together.
Right. Well, Bengals and Bears, like that is, like that's the common combination of your career goes to die and then you play with boring players. Like that's just what happened. Like he played with exciting players in Cincinnati, but still his career went to die. And now you go to Chicago and you get like Allen Robinson. Like really? Like that's what you're going to get? Like you have good receivers in Cincinnati and this is what you get? So I'm too hard on Allen Robinson, but when he's the
really
best,
you really don't like
got,
Allen Robinson very much.
It's not like not the Bears.
I like him enough. He's really fine. Okay, but that's my reaction. It's like the Bears. It's like you look at the totality of the team. It's like they're fine. There's nothing that excites you about the Bears right now. Nothing. Absolutely zero. But you paid $75 to watch that.
And I did. And but for a couple of decisions, I really thought I was going to have a shot. Can I say this?
You might have had better value if during the tailgater you had taken 75 $1 bills and then made it rain into the barbecue and just burned the money.
I will say this. I probably did consume $75 worth of beer. Maybe more.
Well, yeah, but based on what it's going to cost Stan Kroenke to pay off that place, that's like two beers.
Wow. Well, it's going to be a long time.
$37 beers to pay off the $5 billion.
Not quite that bad, but yeah, it certainly does escalate quickly. There's no question. But they were tall boys, at least.
That's good to hear.
And they still let Harmon on the field to play. I mean, didn't you see Harmon play the slot for the Bears on Sunday? It was Mark Mariani on one side and Eric Weems on the other. And Harmon was in the middle. That's what they did.
You got an Eric Weems reference. Nicely done.
Wow.
I did.
You know that roster really well.
Harmon could
line up for those guys, and it would be just as exciting as it currently is.
I'm a thrill a minute. Right. Are you kidding me?
I mean, seriously, J. Cole, the way the Bears are dealing with the fact, Andy Dalton is our guy. It seems like the Bears are afraid that if they bench him and say Justin Fields is our quarterback, the next day he's going to sue them and they think he can win. Andy's our guy. Andy's our guy. He's our guy. Because the minute they say he's not our guy, here comes a lawsuit. You promised me I would be the quarterback. I have it in writing in my contract.
Wasn't Matt Nagy like an insurance salesman before he became an assistant coach under Andy Reid or something like that?
I know he's doing a lot of ads for McDonald's in Chicago, so there's a lot of ads going on right about that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Basically, the Bears are a value meal.
Nicely done.
No, I get the feeling that Nagy is just one of those guys who hasn't really been around like a locker room enough to know how it operates and to be able to say to football players, yeah, like you're not starting now. That's the way it goes. And it's one of those things, and Dave Wannstedt was the king of this, another famous Bears coach.
Hey, all the pieces are in place. What are you talking about?
Right, all the pieces are in place. Yeah, we're going to do a little bit more. We're going to work hard, and we're going to win. It's going to be great. Wannstedt was the king of guys who hated to be disliked. They wanted to be every player's buddy. And that's not how being a head coach is. You have to be willing to be the jerk and to tell guys straight to their face, look, you're not playing, and I'm, sorry you don't like it, but this is the way it is, right? And guys who are great head coaches, like Jimmy Johnson, no problem. Like, he enjoyed doing that. Don Shula, no problem, right? You can go on down the line. Bill Belichick, you're not starting. Sorry, like Malcolm Butler, it's the Super Bowl. Yeah, don't think so. That's what those guys do. And I think that Nagy just doesn't have that in him. And he doesn't know how to handle a locker room. And as a result, he just tiptoes around these guys too much. And, he might be a great play designer. He might actually, he's not really a good play caller.
No, he's not.
He's
not. That was a good try, but no.
No. He's a really good play caller if you had talent, and the Bears don't.
Well, if I had Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce, I could call
exactly.
Plays too,
that's my point. Right, that's my point. If you have those guys, it's easy to call plays, and because you just dial it up. Like Mahomes will just make anything happen, and that's part of the reason why they're great, and part of the reason why you have to sort of adjust and do real research on the assistant coaches to know, do they actually know how to coach and handle a football team, or are they just incredible beneficiaries of the talent around them? And that's why I think like Nagy was hard to figure out. I mean, it was incredibly hard to figure out. And I don't know that, I'm turning to the fact that I don't think he's very good. I don't think this whole thing with Justin Fields or Andy Dalton is going to end very well. And it's the Bears. So, you'll probably see about 6 more years of this because they don't like to fire coaches.
Wait a minute.
If this is such great, and being a jerk is what's needed to be able to, then Adam Gase should have been the greatest head coach in history.
No. Yeah.
Why was Adam Gase so bad?
Look, you cannot be, coaching the flying tacos, okay? That's just not what you're supposed to do. And, Adam Gase, you can't want to be that jerk. You have to be capable of being that jerk. It's a very fine line. And I think Adam Gase wanted to prove to the world he was a tough guy and knew what he was doing. And he also wanted to take control of every organization that he went into and, like, thump the general manager and immediately assume control. And it's like, look, dude, just call the plays right, will you? Can you just do that first? And then we'll graduate on to whether you even know anything about personnel. Like, just stop. So, like, yeah, I mean, God, the coaches of the Bears and the Jets, like, you guys could have such a show that nobody would listen to about how bad it's been watching, you know, the Jets and the Bears coaches over the over your lifetimes, right? Like, you got Parcells. Harmon, you got Ditka.
Ditka.
And that's it.
Yeah, it's called the Hold My Beer podcast.
Smith, himself, my friend.
Like, Smith, yeah. You can't even count Belichick for 5 minutes.
No.
That's
no,
the beauty of this.
No, I can't. I can't.
It's like this, like it's it like, you know, Charlie Waters or whatever, you know, whoever, you know, oh God, it's awful.
Well, I sent like Smith a picture of the Belichick podium shot for Christmas last year.
Yeah, he's a nice guy doing that. He's really nice.
Yeah, just don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to work for. I don't want to coach them. Yeah. I resign. No, I'm not doing this.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. Pro Football Hall of Fame voter, and now will be on a mission to keep Devin Hester out of the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's not much of a mission. Let me just say that.
That's not, I mean, I hate you, like, and everything you stand
it,
for.
Come on, make it at least challenging. Like Drew Pearson, I lost, but it was a challenge. Like I did have to show up at the airport and like try and kidnap him and put him in a car and send him to like Ontario or something. Like, yeah, I was going to send him across the border so that he couldn't stay for the whole thing.
All right. Well, we'll come up with somebody for you to keep out. We'll come up with that.
Remember Elway, A Relentless Life. Buy it. Thank you.
That's right. Yes. Buy it. The one time I didn't plug his book in like the last 8 months. Yes. Elway, Relentless Life. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy books, it is there. Jason Cole is the author. The one time. I don't know. Okay.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.